Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today's show, the impact of breath on your disease, what this means to you. Yes, it's a subject you've heard me discuss before. Yes, you've considered issues about your breath. You've gone to classes, yoga classes, Pilates classes. You've read news articles, all sorts of yakety-yak about breath. But I got to tell you the truth, as is consistent with the theme of this show, you don't understand it yet. And I've got to get it to you because it's just so vital, so absolutely vital to your health. Beyond just about any consideration for health is the consideration of, do you really breathe diaphragmatically? Why? Because when breath is truly diaphragmatic, it hooks into your autonomic nervous system. So two big words here. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc with two T's. My regular audience, my weekly audience, understand this. The question you pose when you ache in pain, the question you pose when you consider your disease, your chronic symptom, issues about your health and your healing, the questions you pose, the inquiries you make, are all secondary to one simple question. Do you have your breath? Now, I'm not talking poetically. I'm certainly not talking rhetorically. I'm telling you, I want this to imprint in the marrow of your bones that there is a phenomenon called breath. And when your body's doing it, there is a sensation of warmth. There is a sensation of circulation. Pleasant, euphoric-like circulation moving through your brain, your throat, your chest, your abdomen, your genitalia, down your legs to your feet and back up to your head again. When breath works, when breath is influencing the balance of your autonomic nervous system, when breath is turning on your vagus nerve, you're going to feel it. If you're not feeling it, you're not in the card game. You're not in the high-stakes poker game. It ain't working for you. Now, that's good news if you'll just take it as good news. If you'll take it as good news, then you understand why it might be a year or 2 years or 3 years, and you're not getting where you need to go. If you've seen a holistic practitioner, if you've seen a medical doctor, if you've got chronic disease, if you've got chronic symptomology on the way to a disease, if you want radiant health and you don't really experience what it is to move chi through breath, you are not in the game. I don't know a better way to say it. I can't be that gentle guy that comes on and woos you into some vague awareness. I got to tell it to you straight. You're missing. What is breath? When I take a breath, and anybody that knows me knows that when I take a breath, my body relaxes itself deeply. I live off my breath. I am no Christian saint by any means, in the sense that I have my imperfections. But if there's one thing I rely upon, one Gatling gun, one nuclear bomb of support I have, is my breath works. And that's huge. Cialé, Hans Cialé, Stress of Life, 1,500 technical articles, institutes devoted to his name, delivered in The Stress of Life, The Symposium, the ultimate word on what the sympathetic dominant physiology will suffer from. If you can't send signals to your organs to repair, you're sunk. You cannot repair. I don't care what you do. Now, you hear this poetically speaking. We sit in yoga classes complacently sometimes and chant, breath is life. Imagine the white light moving through our hands and feet. Up and down our spine it goes. Hey, I'm telling you, breath is a pleasant, euphoric, dynamic explosion of something you can really feel. And you... not supposed to be in a yoga class to experience it necessarily. Your animals know this. Your animals live off their breath. I live off my breath. People are supposed to live off their breath. But what is breath? That's what the next 20 minutes is about. Go to my website. I've made it so easy for you. Belly breathers. When you inhale through the nose, and if you can't inhale through the nose, that nose is plugged, say, you have problems. Mouth breathers cannot do this. Mouth breathing is a serious problem. Whether you're doing it at night with apnea or whether you're doing it all day because of nasal polyps, deviated septum, sinus issues, whatever it is, breath has to go through the nostrils. Belly out. The belly must come out, but if the abdominal fascia, check the site, picture 3, 4, and 5, if the abdominal fascia is too tight, if you live in military pose, the belly can't go out even if you want to push it out. The belly must go out. Why? So the diaphragm can drop down. If the belly doesn't go out, if you don't belly breathe, the diaphragm cannot drop down. The diaphragm must drop down during inhalation, not if the central tendon of the diaphragm. Go to pictures 9, 10. The diaphragm is a dome-shaped structure, the center of which is a big, flat tendon. It's weird-looking. And if that central tendon of the diaphragm is too tight, even if the belly comes out, the diaphragm can't drop down because the central tendon won't stretch out. But if the diaphragm can drop down as the belly goes out, then and only then will the rib cage begin to expand. And as the rib cage expands, the mid-back, the thoracic spine, look at my pictures, picture 12, picture 13. As the diaphragm drops, the thoracic spine starts to extend itself. Not like a kyphosis, but the opposite of that. It extends back because the crus, the attachment of the diaphragm to the spine, will pull on the thoracic spine and arch your back. So as that belly's coming out, if it can, and the diaphragm's coming down, if it can, and the thoracic spine is pulled on by the attachments of the diaphragm to that spine, the crura, the crus, see the pictures. Picture 11. The right and left crus of the diaphragm. It's physical attachment to your spine. If as that diaphragm drops, the crura will pull the spine into slight extension. If the spine can go in extension, if you're a hunchback, if you're slightly kyphotic, if your spine is too tight, if it hasn't been decompressed, if it's not stretched out, breath will stop there. But in the high sense of the word, your breath is open. No, it's not open because you breathe into your body. It's open if what I'm describing works for you. And if it doesn't, you've got to understand why. You've got to figure that out. If you don't figure that out, the game's over. I don't care what you've got, from brain tumor to low back pain. It will not work. There is no cure without recruiting the nuclear bomb of patent breath. Breath is the bomb. Breath is what it all comes down to. As that spine arches a little, the rib cage begins to expand, not if the pectoralis minor in the front. So I put pec minor on picture 18 and 19. Underneath your breast muscles is a thin strip of muscle. It's called the pec minor. If that muscle's too tight, your rib cage cannot expand. The rhomboids in the back, I put the rhomboids on picture 20 and 19. Muscles deep in between your shoulder blades, way deep on the spine. If the pec minor in the front and the rhomboids in the back cannot expand as your chest tries to expand, if they limit expansion, your breath shuts there. So your breath may be shut down low because you can't even pop your belly. Your breath may be shut at solar level, at the solar plexus, because the central tendon's too tight. Or breath may shut up towards the heart area or the lung area because the muscles, pec minor, rhomboids, flexibility of the thoracic spine, they may all be so stuck shut you can't move your breath. But we're all talking breath, but we're all saying we can breathe. We're not. Don't doubt me on this. In a better world, as you line up for your yearly physical, the first thing your doctor would ascertain is, do you have patency of the breath? If you took care of your breath, half your diseases would vanish. Why? Breath is the gateway to balance in the autonomic nervous system, and that autonomic nervous system is telling what your chemistry to do. Your autonomic nervous system, your neurological system, controls your biochemistry, your cell biology. These are basic, obvious tenets. We should be living by them. All medicine should be constructed on them. All holistic medicine, please listen. You are not doing this. You are healthcare providers, from the massage therapists right up to the top. You must yourself have the physical experience of breath. Go out and get it. Seek it. Understand, when your breath works, your body will experience a deep, warm flow. That's as close as I can get you. Put your truth sensors on the description. And if it's going over your head, that's a bell. That's a flag. Go out and seek. If the pec minor and the rhomboids are too tight, your chest cannot expand. If you can take your breath up into the upper chambers of the chest, the first and second rib will move. And the first and second rib is the origin or insertion, depending on the way you look at it, of your scalenes. To get the scalenes, and I put pictures of the scalenes on picture 23 and 24. Get to the website on straighttalk.cc. Listen to this show again. I've got great pictures to back up what I'm saying to make this more clear to you guys. But once that breath moves the first and second rib, if it gets there, the scalenes will begin to stretch. When the scalenes stretch, the occiput, the bone in the back of your head, the first and second vertebra will begin to move. Breath puts motion into the occiput, the first and the second vertebra, critical places for motion, without which you have big problems. If the occiput, the first and the second cervical vertebra, do not move, it is impossible to affect the vagus nerve. You can't really get a competent vagal output, of competent vagal signal. You can't get a proficient flow through the vagus nerve unless occiput C1 and C2 pulse or move at the end of inspiration. At the end of inhalation, the occiput should be separating from the first and second cervical vertebra. That's big. That is really big. That is it in a nutshell. If you get that occiput first and second cervical vertebra to move, and how do you know you can feel it? Somebody in my audience right now is taking a breath through their nose the way I've just described it, and they're feeling the back of their neck expand. And after that, they just let go of their inhalation. When you let go of your inhalation, you will naturally exhale. One of the great delusions, myopias, mistakes, illusions, is that you're supposed to exhale. Exhalation is just the absence of inhalation. And yet 99% of people who apply themselves to this breath game are exhaling actively. You're controlling your exhalation. That is the first way to destroy the release. This is why, thank God for the scientists. The scientists are cause-effect guys. The reason we invented science was to put a check on you spiritualists. A spiritualist is God's gift to the world. Many spiritualists are delusional. And to distinguish between authentic spirituality and the illusion of it, we invented science. There's the link. The scientist wants to see what your blood pressure does, what your heart rate does. He wants to measure your brain waves. He wants to see the effect of breath over time on disease processes. And when people who claim to have patency through the diaphragm change their physiology, the scientists say, include that in what we need to study. Because there's something there. This is what holistic medicine doesn't do. And it can't call itself medicine if it doesn't do that. It has to reference every claim it makes to phenomena in the body that are experiential, not for all, but for at least some. And then they must be studied. And this is the rock upon which we have to build this science. Or it will perish, I promise you. Between genetic engineering, which includes stem cell therapy, genetically engineered drugs, we have a wave of very powerful science coming. And unfortunately, much of it, not all of it, but much of it is designed to rob you of your connection to what you know is true. And that is that the body that God gave you is a mechanism of mystery. It contains mysteries to be explored that can deliver you your wildest dreams. We will be robbed of that if we don't learn to initiate the mechanisms latent within us all. And so holistic medicine has to rise to a much higher standard on that basis. Breath is truly one place to start. So belly out, diaphragm down. Slight extension in the thoracic spine, the rib cage expands. If in fact the pec minor and the rhomboids allow it to expand into the upper level of the rib cage, it stretches the scalenes, which will free up the normal restriction between the occiput C1 and C2. On that basis, go to picture 31 and 32. 32, great, great picture. Picture 32. Look at that yellow nerve, the vagus nerve. Breath sends fire into the belly of that nerve. Breath allows the current through the vagus nerve to be delivered the way it was intended to be delivered, meaning the vagal impulses into the organs command the organ to slow down, shut off, and send its ATP reserves into repair. Organs go to repair, or they expend their adenosine triphosphate, rebuilding themselves. Excuse me, executing the demand upon them. A heart that's pulsing at 110 beats per minute all day long because life is crazy and busy needs to rest. If it rests at 90 rather than 55, it's not going to repair as much. What determines the slowdown of all the organs, heart in this instance, is engagement of the vagus nerve. If you really cannot bring yourself to a full vagal resting point, you can't repair. So in the balance of trade, the stresses you place upon all your organs every day, every month, every year, over the decades, from age 20 to 60, will rot you. It will rot you to the bone. If in the balance of the trade, you're in stress more than repair. Most people, almost all people you see come into your office with chronic, relentless symptomology are in sympathetic dominance. And their way out, their guiding light has to be a return to a diaphragmatic breath, a return to baby breath. And yet we have failed to give this to people. I had a woman recently, very, very good woman, sick for a good 15, 20 years. Environmental illness, this, that, the other thing. I mean, all over the place with illness, abusive childhood, the whole thing. And she's done so well that she said to me the other month, she said, you know I'm going to heal soon, very soon. I said, you certainly are. And I said, but there's one threshold you haven't crossed that you must. And she said, what's that? And I said, you don't have your breath yet. And she looked at me. Now, this is a woman that studies the shows, as I hope many of you do, practitioners included. She studies the show. She hears the words. But really, where the rubber meets the road, it hadn't really occurred to her that she's miles away from a healing until that threshold is crossed. And this I say to you all. Until the diaphragm really works, we're going nowhere. And it can work tomorrow. It can work tomorrow for her. And it will for her. She'll get it, and she'll get it soon. I assured her that, because I know at the rate she's healing, she will. But she had no concept of the necessity of it. And this is someone that's way ahead of the curve. This is someone that's studied hard. This is someone in the last year and a half has jumped galaxies along the lines of returning herself to a vibrant life. This is someone who's been down doing nothing for 15, 20 years. And so my point to you is, from the holistic practitioners to the yogics to the Pilates people to the medical doctors, this thing about breath is not really lived. We've got to make it meaningful. Children live this way. If you're healthy, if your kid was born right, it lives this way. Your animals live this way. I always bring up animals. The dogs, the cats, watch them all day. They're stretching and they're taking these belly breaths. Unless animals have been severely traumatized. And this is what I want to give you an understanding of. You have been traumatized to the point where you have lost your breath. The world has educated you out of your breath. The world has burdened you out of your breath, and yet you seek help. The help you seek lies within that diaphragm. I hope I don't sound harsh. I hope I just sound passionate to you, which I am. But we need a little kick in the rear end on this. Well, then you have to get flexible, don't you? If the abdominal fascia, see the pictures, is too tight. If the thoracic spine isn't flexible. If the pec minor hasn't been stretched. If the scalenes haven't been stretched. In fact, if all the muscles of the body, particularly the structural muscles, haven't been stretched out, then breath is impossible. So yes, there's a relationship between flexibility and breath. And in terms of the psyche, the only way to change the psychic pattern is to get to the breath. Groff attempted this, Groff's holotropic breath work. All the breath masters talk about this. When people are in depression, when people feel blasé, having the breath is like an opiate factory. The drug you seek is in that diaphragm. It's available to you. And so in your journey, in that labyrinth, as I term it, one of the thresholds you seek is across that line of diaphragmatic patency. When that diaphragm begins to work, you've now got an opiate center. Something's available to you. Breath feels like a foot massage or a scalp massage that moves through your whole body. You know that warm, glowy feeling in the feet that may extend up to your pelvis, that may extend to your head? That's what breath feels like, pulsing that into your body. Those are parasympathetic impulses. Those are the impulses going off the vagus nerve. Do not listen to this show and forget what I'm talking about, especially my regular audience. This is gold to you. Get to this place. And how would you get to this place? Do you wake up tomorrow and simply say, okay, I'm going to have this? No. Your path to it is nothing more than everything it takes to get healthy. As your body gets more flexible, as your blood gets more clean, as you deal with the various psychic issues that come up that ask you to deal with them, as the body sequentially learns to relax itself, comes that point where one day a breath feels good. Returning yourself to diaphragmatic patency, diaphragmatic efficiency, is just along the line of the simple course of a healing. But it's something to be aware of. It's something to focus on. It's something to keep there. Not to be consumed by, overwhelmed by, just to be respectful of. Just put it there in your memory banks, because your soul will come out and snatch it just when you're capable of snatching it. And that's the way you look at it. You can't get up tomorrow and force yourself into getting your breath. You have to evolve yourself into getting your breath. But let not be hasty. And let's stay authentic about what a diaphragmatic breath feels like. And that's my point. If you look at the bottom pictures, I put some great pictures on the ventricular system of the brain. Breath is actually the gateway to these centers in the brain that do things we don't understand. Breath is actually the gateway to what it takes to flip the genes. All your epigenetics comes out of patent breath. Breath is the gateway to changing the DNA. Breath is just the beginning. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth of health, if you want the right track, give me a call. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.